Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You may bring up anything that you'd like. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian and Danica with you. Hey, Danica.
Hey, how's it going?
We've got a special guest here on our third microphone tonight. It's been a while since he has been on Free Talk Live. James Cleveland is with us. Hey,
yep.
James.
How's it going?
Hey, man. Good to have you here. I know that you are a busy, busy, busy man these days, and you've only got an hour to spend with us here tonight, and I appreciate you spending some time on Free Talk Live, because you're going to be in the news over the next few weeks, at least in the Liberty News. Hopefully we can get you some coverage in the mainstream news because of what happened to you earlier this year during an incident in which you attempted to be an independent journalist and go and report on what was going on here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. It was a suicidal man. Now, I don't think you knew that at the time when you were out there, but you can tell us more of the story here in a moment. There was a man who was suicidal. The Keene police and state police, I think, were involved in dealing with him, or sheriffs. And you got into a conflict with some of those police agents because you were holding a video camera trying to report on the news, and they wanted to try to tell you where to go and what you had to do, et cetera, et cetera. How did you become aware of what was happening? Did you know that it was a suicidal situation? And at what point did the police approach you?
Okay, so a local here in Keene tipped some of the liberty activists here off that basically we got a message saying that the Keene Bearcat is in this area.
Which is the armored personnel carrier thing that has a 50 caliber, the mounting ability to mount a machine gun to the top, gun ports, armoring, and all that. So there's been a lot of controversy over these Bearcat devices. The federal government funded this Bearcat with your tax dollars to the tune of around $280,000. And ultimately, there have been activists who've been sort of watching, you know, well, what are they using this Bearcat for? When are they bringing it out? What are the examples, you know, the events that they're using as their excuse to trot this thing out? And so you'd heard the Bearcat was on the streets for this.
Yeah, so I arrived on scene. I didn't know what was going on. Details were very sketchy, but there were already some liberty activists on scene when I arrived filming. Mm-hmm. So I coordinated with them, and at first I thought it was like a barricade situation, and the rumor was it was like a hostage situation. That was kind of what the crowd was saying, if you will. And so I kind of coordinated with them, and I said, okay, I'm going to go around back in case they make entry on the rear of the structure. Mm-hmm. You know, I want footage of that.
This was just a house, right?
Exactly. It's like an apartment complex. Okay. I was out there approximately...
Which, by the way, is good. Before you go on, this is a good strategy. One of the things you'll see newbies do wrong, and we're all learning. You know, you learn through making mistakes.
Oh, I made mistakes that night.
Well, of course, we all make mistakes. But one of the things the newbies get wrong is they'll bunch up. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you go out cop blocking for the first time, and of course you can go to copblock.org, it's a great website where they help keep the police accountable with video cameras. But if you take a group of newbies out cop blocking, they'll just kind of hang out together, and you know, they'll all point their cameras. They'll all have cameras, which is great. You know, more cameras is certainly better. And they'll point their cameras at the same thing, and they'll all get the same camera angle, and that's not really as useful as splitting up. But of course, if you split up and you don't have enough, like if you don't have like a team of people to split up with.
Yeah, that was a mistake I made. So basically...
Safety numbers.
Exactly. So I think that's like a natural instinct. That's why people do that. They crowd together. But so I was out by myself, and I'd been out there over an hour, and I had just been going around, like, taking shots from various points. Like, Cheshire County brought out their command center thing, and I'd never seen it. So I was taking some footage of that. Like, they had their mobile...
Big trailer thing, right?
Their mobile headquarters, and state police were on scene, and they had, like, a KPD had some kind of command post thing that, you know, they were using, and I don't know, I was just taking all these shots.
So you're out there for an hour.
Yep.
And... Are you aware that they're aware of you? Like, you know, have the cops seen you?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of bystanders, I might point out.
Nearby you?
Not at my time of arrest,
okay.
But in the general area that I was originally shooting, yes. So there's like a row of houses, and I wasn't sure what was going on. So I was like, oh, I'm going to go behind these houses, and I'm going to see if I can get a better shot, a better angle of what's going on. And I approached kind of a group of officers, like the edge of their perimeter, and approximately, I'm going to guess, I was like 40 feet away. One approached me and asked me to move back, and I was like, okay.
And that's what happens in the very beginning of the video that you have uploaded but is not public yet, so we're going to premiere some of that audio here tonight. Okay, so that's what happens in the video. All right.
And I felt like I was already pretty far back because, keep in mind, the group of officers is at the edge of their perimeter. So I'm like 40, maybe 50 feet back anyway. I felt
when
like,
he tells you to move back, you're already 50 feet away from the cops.
Exactly. And
they're how far away from, like, the door of this house, do you think?
So I didn't know the details on that.
You didn't know which house it was, et cetera?
I kind of was operating under the assumption that they had... If they were closing off an area, like, okay, that's like the edge of the safe zone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of the assumption I was operating under. But
seems like a safe assumption. I mean, if the police line or whatever is put up, and they didn't actually have the police line, did they? It was just cops kind of standing around?
They did at some points, but mm-hmm. That's another important fact. I didn't pass any tape or anything like that.
Right.
So, and actually, I think I have footage of people walking through the scene as well. So I'm going to display that in court.
Meaning people walking in the area, within the area the cops were?
Within the roped off area, if you want to call it that, the taped off area.
People who did not appear to be police related?
Oh, there's no way they're police. Yeah. They're just like random people. But
okay.
Here's the thing. It's like they closed off basically an apartment complex. Like,
yeah.
People live there. I mean, people need to go home, whatever. So people were kind of walking. No one knows what's going on. There's so many rumors. As I'm standing out there, people are just talking. And at first, like, someone told me there's a guy with a gun in a tree. And then someone else was saying, like, he had barricaded himself underground in, like, a shed. So no one knew what the hell was going on. And I don't know if that, you know, I guess tactically speaking, the police made us a good strategy for them to not... tell people, but on the other hand, I think the public has a right to know. And like, let's say that they had said, "This is a dangerous situation. This gentleman has a bomb or something." That like that might have motivated me. Okay, I think I'm going to leave.
Back up, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, the police officers that ended up arresting me, they didn't tell me what was going on. In fact, they're
so
like,
by the time you got arrested, you really didn't know. You didn't know this was a suicide, alleged suicide. I guess we could say.
Yeah, and then the story later I found out is the gentleman's wanted. I think he had some drug charges, and I think he did have some violent crimes he committed, but
mm-hmm.
I'm not really clear on this whole guy's history, but...
he didn't want to go back to jail, from what I understand.
That's what it was, I think.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know if he was wanted, or, you know, if he had a warrant out, or what the deal was.
Yeah, I forget those details, too. I feel like whatever it was he had done more recently wasn't violent, it was just drug charges, but maybe mm-hmm. something in the past... You know, because typically a drug addict will end up stealing to support their habit, so it could have been something like that.
Sure, yeah.
I don't even remember the guy's name, unfortunately. But.
But even the downtrodden, even those individuals who are not, quote-unquote, highly esteemed members of society, I think it's important to go out and help protect their rights, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So even if someone is a, quote-unquote, I guess, scumbag... You know, that doesn't mean they should be mistreated. They should get a fair shake at things. My goal out there was to act as press. I was there to observe. I didn't know what was going on. There's a SWAT team in my a couple blocks from my house. There's a Bearcat armored vehicle. You know, if I had known that I could have had footage of what was actually going on, like Garrett ended up getting, that was another mistake. His radio died. He didn't charge his radio, so...
Oh.
I think I hear you in the video trying to communicate with him. Maybe I'm mistaken, but it sounds like you're trying to communicate on the radio.
No,
nobody calls you back.
That's a lady. So there were people in the house, in the apartment complex. Like, and she was asking me what was going on. And I said, I don't know. There's a police situation going on. I'm just trying to hear the document it kind of deal.
So we got the audio from your video that has, up until just the last few days, been in police custody. They, yep. When they arrested you, they took your camera. And when was this, by the way? Was this July?
It was August? July 1st I was arrested.
July. Oh, so all the way back in July, he has just now gotten the footage back from the police. And it's going to trial at the end of this month. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Jeff Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floor buster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floor buster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This
is Free Talk Live, and you can, of course, bring up anything that you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. James Cleveland is with us. You may know him better as Robin Hood of Keene. He was one of the keynote speakers at this year's Keenevention, and I would say arguably the best of the three keynote speakers that we had, although all three were certainly distinguished.
Yeah.
Were you there for it?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah,
okay, so we was great, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
The video is not up yet. That's still to come. I just started on Saturday. So when we do Keenevention, it's this yearly convention that we have here in the Keene area. Focuses on activism. We record everything that happens on stage at Keenevention and release all of that. So if you don't attend in real life, which you should, but if you can't make it, then you can get a taste of what it was like by literally watching the entire curriculum, at least that which happens on stage. And so I released them in order that they happened. And so we've gone through all of Friday, and now the very first panel from Saturday, which is the filmmakers panel, was released today. So we're getting closer. It'll probably be another 3 weeks. So probably right around the end of the year is when your keynote speech will come out. And I think it was just great. It was fantastic. And so that's who James is. He's here with us tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You may be wondering, where is Daryl? If you're a regular Friday night listener, Daryl is, he's taking a little vacation.
He is away.
It's his first vacation that he has had since 2011. And this one is going to be spent at the Keene Spiritual Retreat. That's a little fun name that we like to call the local jail here in the area. He's gone in for the weekend. He's got a 3-day sentence. He'll be out hopefully on Monday. If all goes smoothly, this tracks back to an issue that he had in court where Daryl is, he was facing a charge about not, like, registering his car or something like something, some sort of registration thing because they alleged that he was a New Hampshire resident. He said he's not a resident, but ultimately I guess the judge determined that he was a resident, and so he was found guilty on that. And when you don't pay a fine in New Hampshire, which he is issued like $150-something
fine. Yeah, it was about that amount.
If you don't pay the fine, then you can sit off the fine $50 a day if you go to jail. And so ultimately he decided he was not going to pay the fine to the state. And he asked for community service. But the thing is, when you ask for community service, the judge will then say, oh, well, you need to fill out this financial affidavit, which he filled out and the judge denied. Because he does have some money that he makes for doing affiliate relations here for Free Talk Live. And so the judge said, well, I determined you can pay the fine, so therefore you will not get community service. And so instead of that, you know, instead of paying the fine, he went to jail. So that's where Daryl is tonight, and I'm sure we'll hear more from him about his experience, because they're likely going to keep him in solitary confinement for those 3 days, which is something that they do to try to squeeze money out of people, because when people don't pay the fine, the warden, he's told me this, the warden puts people in solitary who don't pay fines because he knows it puts the pressure on the family members of that person, because they know how bad it is for their loved one in solitary. They don't want that person to go to solitary. They don't want them to stay there that long. So, you know, if the person owes $500, then, you know, after a few days, all of a sudden the family comes up with the money that they supposedly didn't have previously. And
sure, yeah.
So it's also supposed to not be legal what they're doing with that particular policy. So maybe there will be something that comes out of this as far as a legal change, because I know Daryl is well aware of that. So all kinds of interesting legal shenanigans going on here, and we'll get back to James Cleveland and his story here in a moment, but I also want to let you know about another interesting story, and that is In Freedom's Cause. It's an audio theater piece, and that means that it's, you know, there's no video, it's just audio. They've got a really nice soundtrack that it was apparently custom made for In Freedom's Cause. It's the story of William Wallace, you know, from Braveheart. It's like Braveheart, but historically accurate. And it actually features some name actors like Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey, Billy Boyd from Lord of the Rings, Skandar Keynes from Chronicles of Narnia, and James Cosmo, who was actually in Braveheart. And you can go and order it right now, get the family 4-pack of CDs. It gives you 4 copies of In Freedom's Cause. Get it for half off by using coupon code FTL. There's a study guide that you can get with it, and it's a real crash course in the struggle for freedom. It's In Freedom's Cause. It's one of the greatest stories of the struggle for freedom in recorded history. It's a great audio theater package. You can go grab it, infreedomscause.com. Don't forget to use coupon code FTL. So James Cleveland is here with us. He does Robin Hood of Keene. That's sort of what you really made a name for yourself on. But this summer, you stepped forward and, you know, took the reins of independent journalism and have been punished for that. No good deed goes unpunished, as they say, James. And now you're facing 2 years in jail, two Class A misdemeanor charges, 1 year per Class A charge. Was it disorderly conduct and resisting arrest?
Yes, and so really they filed three complaints. But
that's right. It's like an alternative theory, right?
Yes.
This I've never seen before.
Alternative theory?
Yeah, what does that mean?
So there's two parts of the disorderly conduct statute here in New Hampshire that they're saying, well, it's basically like they're saying, we're not sure which one he violated. Like, that's my interpretation of it. We don't know which one he violated.
It was one or the other.
Yes, so we're going to leave that up to the judge to determine which one he violated.
Wow.
I couldn't believe that when I saw that. I mean, you think you've seen it all doing liberty activism as long as some of us have done it here, and they just throw curveballs at you sometimes.
Yeah, it's funny, too. I went to I went to a lawyer, and I was just consulting with him, and he was saying, like, he was shocked by that, too, and he was saying, like, they apparently, when you quote the RSA, like, they did it wrong, and he was just, like, he thought it was really sloppy, but I don't know, it was just fascinating. So the prosecutor offered me a plea deal. I think
was
90 days before the arraignment, actually. I think it was 90 days suspended for 2 years. So I declined that, and you know, and then I was speaking to
a bad offer, although I must say, I mean, as far as things are concerned, 90 days meaning suspended for 2 years, meaning that the 90 days would be over your head for a period of 2 years, in that if you committed some other misdemeanor, felony, or major motor vehicle violation, they could then bring that 90 days down onto you. But your position is you didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
You know, you're just acting as the news media, trying to record a situation wherein the police were, you know, gathered around some man's house who was allegedly suicidal. Ultimately, he did allegedly end up shooting himself in that situation. You had actually been arrested before that that occurred, so you didn't even know that happened until you got out.
Actually, they told me at the police station.
At the police station.
Yes, one of the, I think it was a KPD officer told me that, but anyway, so then, it was funny too, I spoke to the prosecutor on the phone recently, and she's like, well, since you didn't take the plea deal, I'm going to request the full sentence, so 2 years.
You didn't have to record that phone call, did you?
No, I didn't. She called me out of the blue, but I was just shocked by that. Like, okay, you know.
You know what you can do, and this is a possible recommendation for activist types out there, is if you get Google Voice, which is a free service from Google, and of course, like anything from Google, they could shut it off tomorrow, but, you know, because you never know, like Google Reader was going really well, and then
yeah,
they just
and also
shut it off.
It's just like, oh, hey, we're not going to support this.
So you never know about Google, but I've had a Google Voice number for a long while, and one of the nice things about it is you can start recording anytime you want.
Yeah, I've got a Google Voice. It's great.
So when someone calls up and it's like, oh, this is the prosecutor, you can just hang on 1 second, hit the number 4, and then it'll announce that this call is being recorded.
Oh, to both parties?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll look into that. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. All right, and then, of course, it saves it on Google, and you can download a copy in MP3 form. We're coming up here, 855, 450-free. We'll continue with James' story on the way.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that you want. We are talking with James Cleveland, a.k.a. Robin Hood of Keene, who was arrested this summer for the dastardly crime of recording video of police, as has become, unfortunately, all too common in the United States. We've got some of the footage from that arrest. We're going to play the audio here, which it's the first time I've even seen it, because the police have been holding on to it. They took his camera when they arrested him and just gave it back. When was it, James? The other day? Friday or something like that?
It was either yesterday or the day before.
Okay, so very recently then. So yep. This week. So we'll get some of that audio out here in a moment, but I also want to let you know about a great Christmas gift for this holiday season. Sherry's Berries is back on Free Talk Live, and I'd like to apologize to the both of you that we don't actually have any Sherry's Berries, because when we received some Sherry's Berries last week in advance of this promotion, and subsequently ate them within approximately an hour from being received. They are fantastic, though, and they are freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. They're amazing. They're nice. They've got different types of chocolate, actually, white, milk, and dark chocolate, all in one package. They're topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts, and you can get it for just $19.99. And that's over a 40% savings, or double the berries for just $10 more. Now, you'll need our discount code to take advantage of the deal. The code's easy. It's FTL. What you do is you go to berries.com, berries.com. You click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in FTL to get the deal. Now, look, there's also other cool things they've got at Sherry's Berries. They've got other unique products like Christmas cake pops, cheesecakes, and dipped pretzels. I can't say I've had those, but I'm sure they're excellent if the Sherry's Berries quality remains
sure,
the same. Sherry's Berries is fantastic. We've had them over the last year or so here on Free Talk Live. They're great great gifts for not just the holiday season, but any time of year. And, you know, why bother going to the store and waiting in lines and dealing with the hassles of parking when you can just go to berries.com, click the mic in the top right, and type in code FTL to get the special deal, which, again, is just $19.99. That's where they start. But add in the $10 to double the berries. You're going to want to do that. You more berries, better. More berries, definitely better. So berries.com, code FTL. We got James Cleveland here. Let's play some of this audio, James.
Yes.
And because this is what was going on outside of a man who was being allegedly suicidal, and the police had come out with their armored personnel carrier. You just wanted to know what the hell was going on. You had your video camera with you. It's fairly dark in this footage. It looks as though you're like on the side of some houses, and then a police officer approaches you in the darkness. And I'm going to try to pump up the volume here so folks can hear the first conversation. There's two conversations that transpire here. One officer approaches, and this happens.
How's it going? Just kind of limit. Excuse me? Sure.
They ask you to head back, and you agree. You're being reasonable.
And I might point out, I was already pretty far back.
Safe.
Yeah, you said you were like 50 feet back from where the police seemed to have their line. In this case. So you can see the officer walking towards you, and he keeps indicating to you to keep going.
Distance?
No. Keep going. Oh, I thought you.
And you continue on back.
Keep going. I think this is a good
move. Keep going. Go. Right now.
I'm going to stay here.
No, you're not. You're going to be arrested
for
interfering with the police.
I feel like I'm giving you guys a safe remove.
No, you don't understand what's going on. Go around that corner.
Well, I'm exercising my rights as a member of the press, and I accept the risk that I'm putting myself at. If you have things to attend to, I don't want to keep you.
Now, he turns when you first start that line. He gets this frustrated look on his face, and he turns and looks over his shoulder. It almost looks like he's looking for his boss at that point, who ends up coming around later and then arresting you. But it looks like he's kind of looking for backup. He's looking to look to someone else to help enforce his authority because you've decided that you've gone far enough at this point. And it was interesting because, well, in a lot of these cases, when the cops will tell people to move back, get back, it's always arbitrary. However far, whatever the distance is that the cop wants you to get back. I've had cops on a scene where they're messing with somebody on the street tell me I need to get, 6 feet away or 10 feet away or, it's just some arbitrary number. We've seen video footage of cops in Austin demanding someone go over, across the street where there's a light post. And so I think it would have been interesting, and obviously you don't get to do these things twice, but it would have been interesting to have you ask, where would you like me to go?
Yeah, because that would have been a good question.
Because then he would have to select some arbitrary point and indicate that to you, and then you could decide whether or not, you wanted to go that far. But in this case, it was just like this game of he just kept saying, keep going. And then you did stop, and I have to say that was pretty pretty ballsy of you here. Let's continue.
I will remain here. Is that
Do not
acceptable?
Cross this line.
Okay, I will agree to that.
This is Keene's situation right now. If somebody comes, then they might tell you otherwise. But right now, don't cross this line.
Sure.
All right, so he walks away. Now, is this a state police officer?
Yes, and that's actually, I think, an important fact. I don't think I would have been arrested at all, or probably even approached if it was KPD. KPD, the activists over the years have, been filming them a long time. They're used to people monitoring them. I'd say they're a lot more comfortable. These two state troopers, they appeared, and actually during the DUI checkpoint in Walpole It was the state police freaking out.
That's correct.
It sounded like they were getting pretty demanding and angry with you.
In the DUI checkpoint situation, I was threatened for getting out of a passenger side of a car. We had gone through, Garrett Ian and I had gone through the police checkpoint, and I decided it was a nice night. It was the summertime at that time. It was late September, but it was a really warm night, and you know I didn't want to be in the car while Garrett was dealing with this checkpoint. So I was like, oh, I'm going to get out and take a walk. It's a nice day. I'm in the passenger side. I should have no obligation as a passenger to stay in a vehicle. What if I didn't want to stay in that vehicle? Like, what if Garrett was yelling at me and I was just like, I'm out of here. You know, I don't want to deal with you. Shouldn't I be free to get out of a vehicle once it's stopped? Apparently not, because the cops cornered me. Like, they rushed in on me as soon as I stepped out of the vehicle and started yelling at me to get back in the vehicle. And ultimately, I said, well, what if I don't feel like it? I just want to take a walk. They told me they were going to charge me with disorderly conduct if I didn't get back in the vehicle.
Just wanting to walk.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I get a much more military vibe from the state police here than KPD. And it's interesting, they even call their little headquarters, they call it like the barracks. And Troop C, Troop Charlie, and, you know, they all have like high and tights and, you know, like, oh, we got to get out of the car and put our hat on. And, you know, it's very similar. It's very militaristic. They definitely want to be in control of the situation, but...
So at first, he's telling you, move back, move back, move back. You stand your ground at some point. You move back for a little bit.
Yeah, I figured I'd... okay,
how many feet was it? Because it's dark. It's hard to tell in the video.
So basically, and it'll be very clear in the court when I have a map, but there's like edges of the building. And each edge, like there's like a corner, and then it's like a couple units, and then there's another corner.
Okay.
So it's like one corner to the other. So I'd estimate... I don't know.
I'm gonna, house length.
Yeah, it's hard for me to guess now. I'm going to say
40 feet,
something like that.
So you went back. You've stood your ground. The dude wanted you to go back further, but he ended up agreeing with you. Because it's, a lot of times when you're talking with the police or other government bureaucrats, you're always negotiating. It's always, whatever it is they tell you is always up for negotiation.
Oh, yeah. And I didn't want to get arrested that night. That was not my intention. And I was like, I'm far enough back. I have a zoom on my camera. Okay, I guess I'll move back a little. I probably could have stood my ground during the initial encounter, but I figured, like, okay, I'll give them a little bit of room. I don't know what's going on here.
Well, they do have some leeway to clear an area, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that I think that the argument they're going to make is they were within their rights to tell you to move, and, of course, you're going to make the argument that this is freedom of the press, and you should be able to report on stuff and be able to get relatively nearby a situation. And, of course, as you pointed out, you saw some people walking within the police cordon area.
It's amusing.
So it definitely seems like you were targeted.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they knew who I was at the time, but they definitely knew who I was later on.
All right. We're going to come back with more here. James Cleveland, and he may stick with us a little bit longer here tonight. I don't know if he's made that decision up yet or not. He was teasing us with that earlier. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. If you've got questions for him, it doesn't have to be about this. I mean, he's also known as Robin Hood of Keene, so maybe you've got questions about that. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Danica's got some good news for people who live on Native American reservations and like their marijuana. We'll share that with you in a little bit when we get a chance. Of course, all kinds of other interesting news out there, including a face-sitting protest going on in the United Kingdom over their new anti-pornography regulations or statutes or whatever that's been passed. They've been banning extreme porn in the UK, and people are angry about that. We'll share all of that when we get the chance, but we've got special guest host James Cleveland with us here. You might know him as Robin Hood of Keene, and he was arrested over the summertime for being the independent media, and I wonder if a WMUR or, you know, major television news cameraman would have been treated in the same way, James. You were threatened. You were told you had to move back. When you did move back, you were ultimately told you didn't move far enough and then ultimately arrested. And we've got the audio of your arrest coming up here in a moment. But what we played first was audio of you being threatened initially. So first a cop, state police officer, comes up to you and tells you you got to move back. And then you start moving and he keeps telling you, keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. And at one point you, after moving about 50 feet away from where you originally were, you say, I feel like this is a safer move. I'm going to stop here.
Yeah, and I use that word remove specifically because I think that was the term that was used in the Glick decision. But
okay. What is the Glick decision?
There was a gentleman. He was a lawyer. It was in Boston, Massachusetts. He filmed a police encounter because he thought they were I don't remember the exact details, but abusing the person they were arresting.
They were arresting someone.
Yeah, and he was like 10 feet away, He wasn't talking to him. He wasn't, you know, doing anything. He was just filming. And they didn't like that. And they asked him, does it record audio? And then they arrested him for wiretapping and I think resisting arrest and whatever. He ended up suing him and he won.
Thankfully, he was an attorney, so that helped.
Yes, that is huge. Most people probably would just plead out. And, you know.
And I think the ACLU actually of Massachusetts helped him with that case.
Yeah, so basically they found that, you know, you have a right to film the police. You know, that's like a cardinal. There have been so many cases.
This is the Circuit Court of Appeals, I think, that found that, right?
Yes.
It was fairly high-level case.
Public. You know, he wasn't in a private place.
That's correct as well.
Yeah, so the wiretapping thing is just complete garbage.
No, you have a right to film the police, especially when they're in the process
exactly.
of their own duties out in a public place.
Yeah, I think that was actually in the Glick decision, too. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of my motion to dismiss. I use language like that, but... yeah, so I just agreed with this gentleman, like, okay, I'm not going to pass this point. And, you know, I made an agreement. I'm going to abide by it.
And then he told you that this is KPD, Keene Police, is I guess, Scene, and that they could change the agreement. But Keene Police never came back to talk to you.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, too. Yeah, they never came back. So it was like his boss, as you pointed out, came over here. And he actually identifies as the boss, which is interesting. But
I got that audio if you want to jump into
it. Yeah, if you want to play it real quick.
All right, so this is about a minute and a half after the other guy leaves. Mm-hmm. So the first guy who threatens you and has you move several, you know, 40-some feet away, he walks off, presumably to go and tell his boss about you. And then the boss shows up about a minute and a half, 2 minutes later. So here's the rest of the audio. Oop, here we go.
I can talk and walk, and I'll be happy to explain it to you.
So this is the other guy coming up, tells you to walk away.
Well, I mean, I prefer to stay here. Is that you're not going to go? Okay, and I'll explain it to you as we walk. Okay, whether you like
well,
it or not.
Well, we just agreed
situation.
To the line here,
and I changed it because I'm his boss. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm going to respectfully decline.
It's the ever-changing line, and this is the problem with being obedient to the police: is that they'll keep pushing the line back. And yep. This is a perfect example of that. There's no limits, apparently, to what they can get away with. And it'll be interesting to see how this case plays out in the courts, because we see this behavior from the police constantly. And if activists do stand their ground, a lot of cases, you'll be all right in a lot of cases. But you never know who you're dealing with, and they can always just make up some BS disorderly charge to hit you with.
Yeah, I think I've previous to this, I think I've been threatened with arrest for filming like three or four times. So
and you have not been arrested in those incidents.
Yes, I always like manage to not get arrested. There's once where I thought I was done, like it was in a Concord court and they swarmed
me.
Yeah,
I remember that one.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. That was a pretty scary one. I had like four bailiffs like almost like charging me. I was like, I'm getting the heck out of here.
Yeah, that's right. And didn't you keep recording as you were walking
yeah,
around the building?
Yeah, I made my stand at the door, basically. Like, so I had an escape route planned. But
so here's the rest of the audio.
Don't move. You're going to get arrested. This is a dangerous situation that you know nothing
well,
about.
Well, I understand.
Okay?
I accept any risk I'm putting myself
no,
in.
No, you're not. There's a police dog over there, and you're interfering with it.
How far was this police dog?
I never saw a police dog. The entire time I was out there for over an hour and a half.
Seems like a ridiculous claim on his part.
He probably thought that James Meadey smelled like birds and the dog wanted to go get something.
Maybe there was a police dog, but I guess I'll have to watch my footage. I don't remember seeing a police dog. They are calling KPD officer Joshua English, so maybe he'll testify that the police dog was there. I think
he's their handler.
Yeah.
I'm not around that corner, and I will.
I feel like you're creating a scene by doing this.
I'm telling you to leave. I have that authority, and I'm exercising it.
I mean,
you can choose to pack up and walk, or you can go with us. I don't want to argue with you. We have more important things going on.
I mean, I feel like I've given you guys a safer move.
I don't care what
I'm
you
well
feel.
Within my rights
you're
to be here.
You're in the line of fire. Go.
Let's go.
You're in the line of fire.
Yeah, which is completely ridiculous. Okay, there were... Garrett Ian had a line of sight to the guy. I have, like, houses...
He was filming out front. You were behind the house, right?
Yeah, there's, like... Okay... I guess there's a one in a trillion chance that somehow I'm in the line of fire, but the bullet would have to go
through
like,
the houses.
Like multiple houses and somehow magically hit me.
Well, right, and the claim of the cops here is that they're protecting you. And you tell them, hey, I'm willing to waive, you know, whatever liability. Of course, the cops would have no liability whatsoever, but this is the excuse that they're using. They're trying to pretend like they are somehow caring about your safety, and you're saying, well, I don't know, don't worry, I'll waive. You know, I'll take my own risks here. Thank you. I'm the media.
Yeah, who is the master in this relationship? You know, according
your service.
So obviously, I'm not the master if I can't say, well, thank you for pointing out that this is a risky situation. I'm going to engage in skydiving anyway. Thank you for the warnings, and thank you, you know, thank you for telling me I'm in the line of fire. But I'm here acting as press, and I won't. I accept the risk. That's fine with me.
Now, in this next part of the video, he grabs you. Is he grabbing your arm? It appears like he's grabbing you and dragging and moving you physically.
I don't remember exactly. I definitely know he tried to grab the camera, and I think I comment on that. And he's like pushing me back with his body. Yeah.
He's definitely physically moving you in some way here, but he hasn't yet put you under arrest. That's still to come here.
That's correct.
There's a man around the corner that's armed. Whether you like it or not, you're moving.
Hey, let's go. Please don't touch my equipment.
No, I'm escorting you out of here. Let's go.
I'm acting as a member of the press. I mean, you guys, I gave you guys a safe remove, which is required.
Around the corner. Around.
I agreed to do the line.
Is that not I told you once. I changed it. Now get around that corner or you're getting arrested. That's it.
No.
Okay.
Excuse me. No. Okay, I'm under arrest.
And that's it.
Yeah, and actually I have an audio recorder running in my pocket.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not that great because it's like, you know, rubbing against the pocket and stuff. But
something, though.
It keeps going. I'm going to sit down and transcribe exactly what was said. But
what, I mean, can you highlight? Obviously, you probably haven't listened to it in a little while, but any thoughts on, you know, what was said there?
Oh, yes.
And how long it goes for after the camera shuts off?
Yeah, it goes for, I don't know, man, I'm going to guess a minute. And it's basically, at that point, I'm like thinking in my mind, okay, and I'm now under arrest. I'm going to, you know, remain silent kind of deal. You know, I think I said a few things too, but it's like Gaser just lecturing me like the whole time. It's amusing to listen to.
What was the name? Was it the name of the
Gaser? Gaser was the arresting officer.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, he got a little frustrated with you there at the very end. So this is coming up, James. You're going to court the end of this month on this, right?
Yep, on the 30th.
You filed for a continuance, however?
No.
You did not?
Nope. I'm going to just take it.
Really? Okay. Because I know you were talking about going with a continuance.
Yeah. So I had considered that, but the prosecutor would object to it because for some reason,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if she objects. From my understanding, the general rule is that everybody gets one continuance.
Yep.
So you probably could get one.
Yeah, I figured I'd just go ahead and do it now. It's kind of like a deadline. It motivates me to get prepared and do it. And even if I lose, I can immediately appeal it to a jury trial.
That's correct. Unless
to push you out another couple months. So.
Unless they cut your charge down to a Class B,
that is
as it is
a possibility
called,
too.
Right before the trial, and they do that right before the trial, and then you get whatever you get in the bench trial. So there's more coming up here. The toll free number 855-450-FREE. James, do you have to go or are you going to stay?
No, I'll stay.
All right, cool. James is hanging out.
Right on.
We're going to continue. We got all this other show prep to talk about here tonight. Of course, you may call in about anything you'd like. 855-450-FREE. Maybe it's freedom of the press that concerns you. This is Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.